Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, thank our God. He's our faithful God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a wonder it is. We serve a mighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray as we begin here tonight. And I was thinking just a few minutes ago, you know, we're just a little bit aggravated, I think, just because we saw the stake that they put up to show us where they plan to put the sidewalk, almost up to our door. And, you know, I had talked to the engineer, and he said it was negotiable. And Lord willing, we are talking to him tomorrow. So if you would help us to pray. It did remind me as I was just pondering this, and, you know, this just doesn't seem reasonable at all. But it did remind me of several years ago when we wanted to put a sign up on our church, and the city wasn't going to allow us because we wanted to use a scripture. We wanted to mention the name of the Lord or whatever all, and they opposed us. But thank God, prayer was made. Praise the Lord. And I know Pastor David went down before the city officials and declared our case, and they voted unanimously to give us that permission to put that sign up. So we serve a mighty God, and nothing is too hard for him, and he is indeed very faithful. But praise the Lord. We need him to move a mountain, it seems, but let's bring it before the Lord. Let's put our faith, our trust in him. He is a mighty God, and as he helped us with that sign, oh, the sign, you know, we needed that sign desperately. And what a wonder it's been. What a beautiful thing it's been. But praise the Lord made a way, even though we had opposition at the first. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you got to fight through some of these things, you know. But with the help and the strength of the Lord, we know that things can change. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's pray as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we could come before you, Lord. We thank you that you are the mighty God and there is none beside thee. Oh, God, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Oh, God, you know how to move the mountains in our lives, God, regardless of what they are, Lord. Oh, God, you know how to change the circumstances that need to change, Lord. We just thank you that we can acknowledge you, and, oh, God, that we can come before you, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you that we can put our faith and trust in the one, oh, Lord, that is almighty. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We just pray that you would help us, Lord, with that assignment tomorrow or that meeting tomorrow, Lord. I pray, oh God, oh Lord, that things could be changed, Lord. And oh God, we would lose all of that footage, Lord. And oh God, have to have a sidewalk and a street almost in front of right in front of our doors. Oh God, help us, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you'd give us wisdom. Oh, Lord, that you'd give us faith. Oh, God, that you'd help us to believe you, oh, God, and to be prudent in all of this, God. Lord, I pray also for your people, Lord. You know all the needs of all individuals, Lord. Oh, God, you know, oh, God, how we need strength, how we need faith, Lord. Oh, God, how we need healing. Oh, God, how we need to have you fight the battles, oh, Lord, that are in front of us, Lord. You know how to bring them down, Lord, those strongholds. And God, I pray that you'd move. I pray that you'd put faith in our heart. Oh, God, we bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask, oh, Lord, that you would put faith in our hearts, oh, Lord, that faith to move mountains. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against all, Lord, all the opposition. Oh God, the trials, the doubts, the fears. Oh God, all the things, oh God, that try to rise up against your people. Lord, give us faith, Lord. Give us hope. Help us, Lord, to fight in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, these spiritual battles, Lord. And oh God, I pray that you'd give us that kind of faith that can prevail prevail and win, O Lord, in Jesus' name. O Lord, in the power and the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that your will be done. O God, in the name of Jesus, let the devil be put down in Jesus' precious name by the power of the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. The title of this message is, Why Did You Doubt? And it is so amazing. I know Brother Samuel just ended our song service with that Psalms from Psalms 89. And, you know, that's exactly where I'm starting. So, praise the Lord. Oh, we serve a mighty God, and He knows how to help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 89. Praise the Lord. We're going to read some of the very first part of this chapter. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. And this chapter is all about God's mercy and his faithfulness to his people. That's an attribute of our God. Praise the Lord. And you know what? The psalmist is declaring it here. Ethan, the Israelite. And praise the Lord. You know, it's not just for their time. But praise the Lord, he was going to declare with his mouth that God's faithfulness was for all generations. And even us, all of these many, many, many years down the road from Ethan, the Israelite. Praise the Lord, here we are tonight. And God's faithfulness is just as real as it was back in that time that this psalm was written. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 2, For I have said, Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. This is fundamental. This is established in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I was sworn with David, my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. Praise the Lord, that includes us. Praise the Lord, and that which he swore unto David, his servant, yes, is established forever. Praise the Lord, the seed of the Lord that came forth from David. And oh, yes, it is the people of the Lord Jesus. And here we are tonight as seed of the Lord Jesus, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, as sworn unto David, praise the Lord Jesus. It says in verse 5, And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. And it tells us here in verse 6, For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Praise the Lord. Wonderful questions here. Oh, praise the Lord. There is none like our God. There is none that can be compared to him. Oh, neither in the heavens nor on the earth. Praise the Lord, there is none. Oh, yes, there is none among the sons of the mighty that could ever be likened unto the Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 7, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Oh, praise the Lord, that respect that is reserved unto our God. Oh, praise the Lord, that esteem, that fear that belongs to God, and there is none like him at all. Praise the Lord. Verse 8 says, O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. Praise the Lord. But our God is so wonderful. Praise the Lord. And there is none like unto him. And there is none that could be compared or likened unto our God. Oh, there is none that deserves the respect and the fear that belongs to God. Oh, we are to hold him in reverence. Praise the Lord. Oh, there is none to revere like our God. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, it does say in verse 15, it's just too good to pass up. It says in verse 15, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Oh, praise the Lord. If we know the Lord, oh, there's no more of a joyful sound than that of our God, his might, his ability, his love for his people. And praise the Lord, we can walk in the light of his countenance. Praise the Lord, he's leading us, he's guiding us, he brought us here. Oh yes, and he has shown us the wonder of his word. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 16 says, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Oh, praise the Lord, that's the greatness of our God. Oh, praise the Lord, and there is none to be compared or likened unto him. There is none that is faithful like unto him. Praise the Lord, and yes, he even ruled the raging of the sea when the waves thereof would arise. Oh, praise the Lord. And we can take this in many ways. We're going to hopefully get into some scripture that, brings this point out exactly. But praise the Lord, there are at times, there is a raging of the sea in our lives. Oh, yes, we have an adversary. And at times, he shows his force and he tries to interfere in our lives. He tries to hinder. But praise the Lord, we serve a God. Oh, yes, that is all-powerful, and his word stands. Oh, what he has declared will stand. Praise the Lord, and we can put our hope, our trust in the living God. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. Oh, what a wonder it is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go now to the New Testament. We'll turn to Mark, the 11th chapter. Praise the Lord, here to start. Mark chapter 11. Praise the Lord. This passage that I'm going to read is just right after those moments when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, there before the crucifixion. And yes, at that point, the people spread their garments in the way as Jesus was coming forth into the city, and they cut down branches from the trees, and they were crying as he entered in, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. They were finally giving him glory. They were finally giving him the glory that he so deserved. It was a long time in coming. And I know in the book of Luke, this incident here is also relates that there were some that protested. Oh, you're too noisy. Lord, tell them to be quiet. Oh, tell them to hold their peace. This is improper and all this and that. But Jesus said if these should hold their peace, even the stones would cry out. Oh, yes, we serve a mighty God, a faithful God. Oh, and there is none to be compared to him. Oh, yes. Oh, his might, his wonder, what he has already done. Oh, is enough to give him great glory and reverence. He so deserves it. And oh, yes, not only did he create this world and put the heavens in place, oh, yes, for man out of the dust of the earth and all that there is, he put into place and created it. But he came to this world to save us from our sins. Praise the Lord God Almighty loved us to such a wonder and such an extent that he would come to this world as a man. And here in this passage in Mark 11, he was lowly and riding on the foal of an ass, a donkey, you know, and the marvel of it all as he entered into Jerusalem. But after this incident, there's something else that I want to refer to here tonight. It tells us in verse 11, "And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet." Okay, I just want to explain something here. The fruit of the fig trees is not, you know, visible normally. Well, it isn't, and it's actually concealed under the leaves. The fruit is green, so it's inconspicuous, and you can't really even tell if it's there. So as Jesus was coming into the city there, and he saw this fig tree off, and it tells us that he was hungry, and he was hoping to find something to eat. He really wouldn't know until you examined it, because like I just said, the fruit would be under the leaves, so they wouldn't be revealed. You couldn't really tell afar off if there was fruit on that tree or not. But obviously when he got close to it and he could examine it, he looks under the leaves, he finds that there is no fruit. The little green fruit that begins to grow, and it was actually something that you could eat. And then, you know, they would pick it when it was fully ripened and dry it. And it was something that, you know, they used mightily in that part of the world. But if there was nothing under the leaves, it meant that that tree was a hypocrite. There was nothing to be found. And indeed, it seems that this was the case here in this story here, the 13th verse of Mark 11. So there was nothing to eat. There was no fruit, and it was not going to bear fruit. So how did Jesus respond? It tells us in verse 14, "And Jesus answered and said unto it," he's talking to the tree, "No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever." And his disciples heard it. And they came, and they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, "Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves." Oh, he was quoting from Isaiah chapter 56 and verse 7. And indeed, what a disgrace to find that temple so misused. Oh yes, the money changers there and selling their wares and making, you know, money, big wages from it, and, you know, making the people, you know, buy their wares or goods with temple money, which was indeed more than otherwise. And it wasn't right. It wasn't right to be selling in that place of worship. And Jesus came. He saw it. Oh yes, he began his ministry by chasing the money changers out. And here, at the end of those 3.5 years, he's doing it again. And declaring, "My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer."
Oh, yes, as it was written, but they had made it a den of thieves. Nastiness, oh, yes, arbitrage. Selling, you know, what should have, you know, had not been sold in that place. And then for costs that were beyond whatever should have ever been expected. Well, I fear that even at this time, many places that should have been dedicated to the Lord as places of prayer are so misused. Oh, in this time that we live, oh, there's all kinds of events and social things that go on in churches. Oh, you might even find yoga, and you know, you might find bazaars there. You might find bingo playing. Maybe they even sell beer. All these things that go on in a place that should be a place of worship, plus all the other falseness, all the false Bibles and the false pretenses, and oh yes, those that pretend that they are ministers of the gospel and indeed are not. Oh my. And it tells us, verse 18, and the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. The religious people, the scribes and the chief priests who heard what Jesus had just said and what he had just done, I would say they were outraged, and they hated it, you know. And again, here they're just, you know, conspiring together how they might get rid of him. There were the people, and the people were astonished at his doctrine. Oh, Jesus was trying to make things right. He was trying to bring back order. He was trying to bring back that place to his purpose, the place that it had been dedicated as a place of prayer. But isn't it amazing how the scribes and the chief priests are protesting? It goes on to tell us in verse 19, and when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Isn't that amazing? You know, Jesus had just declared it in the morning, and here it is, just hours later, and it's gone, it's cursed, it's withered, it's no longer there. Oh my, praise the Lord. Must have been somebody with power that said, let it not be. Amen. And Jesus answering saith unto him, unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm going to stop there here with this passage. But praise the Lord, the wonder of this. We read in the Psalms 89, of the wondrous power of God, the authority that he has, his faithfulness, and all the fear that is due him, the reverence, the respect that is due unto our God, the fact that there is none that can be compared to him. Praise the Lord, and here is God manifested in the flesh, the man Christ Jesus, who came to this earth to save us from our sins. And there he was demonstrating his power there with that fig tree
Oh, that fig tree that was not going to have any fruit, that did not have any fruit. Oh, yes, he commanded that that tree be dried up and withered away. And at his words, it happened. Oh, that's our God. Amen. He speaks, and there is a response. Praise our God. And so Peter is marveling here as they notice as they're going back, and it's obviously rather conspicuous that that fig tree is all dried up from the roots. Can you imagine that? It was, you know, a tall tree earlier, and now it's all dried up to the roots. Well, the Lord Jesus is proving his point, isn't he? And he declared, have faith in God. And then he goes on to say, for verily, of a truth, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, praise the Lord. What does it mean to have faith in God? Oh, yes, we can have faith in him. He's the mighty one. There is none to be compared to him. And Jesus is saying clearly here, if we can just have that kind of faith, that faith in God, that we could command that mountain to be removed and to be cast into the sea, if we don't doubt in our heart, but we believe with all our strength and might, praise the Lord, with faith. There's positiveness here, that whatsoever that we would desire, when we pray, that we would receive them and have them. Praise the Lord, that's the point that Jesus Christ was making. And then he goes on to make it known that, you know, when you pray though, make sure that you don't have aught in your heart against anybody else. Make sure that you've forgiven others their trespasses, because if you've got that deep in your heart, then God can't forgive you, and it's going to hinder your prayers. He's not going to be able to answer those requests that you make known unto God. Oh, praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, if we could just have faith and not doubt in our hearts, and believe that God has the answers, that God will answer. It's declared here. It's declared that we would receive those requests of our heart, those needs, those petitions, oh, those supplications, all of that we would receive if we can just believe and not doubt. Praise the Lord, we could say unto yonder mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And that mountain would do so. Oh, praise the Lord, a mountain's pretty big. Seems pretty unmovable if you get up close, believe me. But we all have mountains in our lives. And praise the Lord has made a way that we could say to those obstacles, those hindrances, those things that try to overwhelm us, be thou removed, and the Lord will do it. Praise the Lord. Praise our mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go now to Matthew, the 14th chapter. Matthew chapter 14. Praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The passage that we're going to be looking at here too comes after the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. And you know, when we consider this, what a miracle the Lord did, you know, having 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men besides women and children. A mass of people. Oh, yes, quite a crowd. Praise the Lord. But See, there's no limits to our God. Praise the Lord. He's almighty. And there's nothing too hard for him. Praise the Lord. And he took those 5 loaves and those 2 fishes. And he looked up to heaven. He blessed those. And yes, he broke them. He gave them to his disciples to distribute. And praise the Lord, it was sufficient to meet every need. In fact, it was more than enough. Praise the Lord, there were 12 baskets full of fragments after they were done. Oh, praise the Lord, that's our God. Praise the Lord. But following this incident, I'm going to go to verse 22 here. And it tells us in verse 22, oh, praise our God. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the even was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Verse 25 tells us, and in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. So here we could just go through this a little bit to clarify it. You know, there was that amazing feeding of the 5,000 men plus women and children. And right after that incident, Jesus has his disciples, he commands them or compels them to go into a ship to the other side of the lake. And he himself is going to get away and he's going to pray. Praise the Lord. And so we see the setting here. Jesus went apart up into a mountain to pray, to be alone, to spend that time, oh yes, talking to the Lord. And in the meantime, that ship with the disciples was out there in the Sea of Galilee. And it wasn't placid. You know, it wasn't calm. You know, while they were out there, I have a feeling that things weren't moving very fast because it tells us that that ship was tossed with waves. The wind was contrary, and it was just bouncing back and forth, and they probably weren't getting very far at all in such a contrary sea. But in the midst of that, about the 4th watch of the night, it tells us, which would have been about 6 a.m. in the morning, all at once, it tells us in verse 25, and in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And, you know, let's remember, it's boisterous. It's the sea is raging and, you know, bouncing up and down and all. And here's Jesus walking on the sea. He's walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But praise the Lord calmed them. Verse 27 says, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. No, obviously they realize, oh, it's Jesus, and the sea is bouncing, it's contrary, they were afraid. I would think that water was coming into the boat. But Jesus comes into that, you know, that area, that sea that is raging. And I love it. You know, there's those rough moments in our lives. And sometimes, the temptation it's natural to be afraid at times. And to wonder what in the world, and is there any hope, and, you know, what's going on? All those puzzles that, you know, we sometimes ponder. But Jesus knows how to come in the midst of our lives and give us hope, oh, to give us good cheer, to calm that storm, oh, yes, to make peace in the midst of great trouble.
Praise the Lord. So it tells us again, verse 27, but straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And praise the Lord, they must have realized, indeed it is. Verse 28 tells us, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Oh, praise the Lord, he felt this surge of faith. And, oh, yes, Lord, if it's you, then I want to walk on the water too. Oh, I want to have that kind of faith. Lord, if you can do it, I want to do it too. Praise the Lord. And Jesus didn't discourage him, say, oh, no, Peter, it'd be way too hard for you. You know, you just don't have that kind of strength. No, Jesus encouraged him. Jesus said, verse 29, and he said, come. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. Oh, I love this faith that Peter had. It says, and when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He got out of the boat. Oh, remember, it's a boisterous sea, and, you know, we don't normally walk on the water, do we? But Peter's doing it. He had that kind of faith. He got out of the boat. You know, he stepped out of the boat to walk on the water to come to Jesus. Praise the Lord, that's faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. But oh my, he looked down, it seems. It tells us in verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Oh my, I just wonder how many times we've had faith to believe God for whatever we needed. And oh, we could feel that surge of faith just like Peter felt it, you know. Oh yes, if the Lord tells me I can come, I'm going to come. I'm going to walk on the sea. I'm going to do it. Praise the Lord. But then, you know, as we begin to walk on the sea, so to speak, or whatever it is that we're battling in our life, we begin to think of all the negatives and all the trouble and all the possibilities and all the what ifs and all the doubts begin to come into our mind, and all at once, I can't really do that, can I? I'm not really healed, am I? I mean, the devil comes to hinder us. But praise the Lord, God comes to deliver us, to set us free. Oh, yes, he comes to give us hope. He comes to give us peace. He's the healer of every disease. He knows how to intercept the problems in our life and how to change the things that need to be changed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But, you know, we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Praise the Lord. Peter got out of that ship, out of that boat, and he began to walk on the waters to see Jesus. And I believe as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was doing it. He had faith, he could do it. But then, oh my, he looked down and he saw how the wind was disturbing the water and how boisterous it was, and all at once fear came upon him. Oh, fear disturbed him. Fear hindered him. And all at once, instead of having faith to believe God and to walk on the waters, he began to sink. Oh, and he began to realize, I'm sinking. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And praise the Lord, Jesus was right there. It says in verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, praise the Lord. He was doing it
with faith in his heart. He was walking on the water. Oh, he was triumphing over the problem, the situation, the matter. But all at once he saw the waves. Oh, realized how strong that wind was, and all the doubts began to come upon him, and all at once faith left. He began to sink. Oh, how we need faith in these troublous times. You know, if we just look at all the problems and all the negatives and all the things that are going wrong, we'll begin to sing too. You know, because faith and doubt are not working together. When the doubts come in, faith leaves. And how we need faith. If we're going to do anything at all for the Lord, it has to be because we have faith, because we're believing God, because, you know, we're realizing that if God will give us strength, if he'll give us power, we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. We can walk on the waters. We can receive our healings. Oh, our lives can be changed. Our loved ones can be saved. Praise the Lord, there is nothing too hard for our God. But we have to have faith. Oh my, we've got to learn to let go of all the negatives, all the things that try to overwhelm us and come in like a flood. And oh no, you can't do that. The carnal reasoning, and oh my, that's supernatural. And how could I really do that? But oh my, there is something that God gives his people. There is no substitute for it. We serve a mighty God, and there is nothing too hard for him. Oh, yes, with his strength, with his power, with faith, oh, we can go forward and do the things that others would seem to think would be impossible. Oh, praise the Lord. We can overwhelm those fears, those doubts, oh, the tempestuous wind, all the things that try to come in to turn us around, to muddle us up, to confuse us, oh yes, to disturb us, to hinder us, all those things that come into our life to bring in doubts and fears. Oh, there is one that is mighty. And praise the Lord, he came to this world, oh yes, that we might overcome. Oh yes, we know that in this world we do have tribulation, we do have trouble, but Jesus said, be of good cheer. Oh yes, I've overcome this world, and because I overcame, I send back my spirit. So that you can overcome too. Oh, so that you can have victory over the trials of this life. So that you can receive your healing. So that you can cast out the doubts and go forward and believe the Lord, regardless of how dark the night might be and how high the waves of the sea might be raging. Oh, the water might be coming into the boat. But praise the Lord, we serve a mighty God. I love how he reached out, how he reached out, oh, to catch Peter. Oh, yes, oh, he wasn't going to let him sink. And he's not going to let us sink either. If God be for us, who can be against us? We don't have opposition if we're walking in faith. We serve the mighty God. No, he has power. Oh, he has might. There is none to be compared to him. There is none to be likened unto him, and his faithfulness, oh, it's great. What he has declared, he will do. Praise the Lord. He said, lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to forsake you. I'm there to help you in your trouble. I'm there, oh yes, to reach out and catch you when you're ready to fall. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for Him. If we can put our faith, our trust in the living God. Oh, yes, if we can just believe His promises and cast out the doubts and let them go and rebuke them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God. And there's nothing too hard for Him. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, verse 31 says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand. He caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, you could have done it. You were walking on the water. You could have walked to me, Peter. But, oh, you let the doubts come in and you let them overwhelm you. Oh, my, and then suddenly you begin to sink. And again, how many times has it been we were just right there? Oh, yes, to realize the promises of God. And oh, and instead of just fully embracing that promise, we let doubts come in and fears to upset us and to keep us back. Oh, my, to prevent us from receiving that which we needed from Almighty God. Oh, praise the Lord, but He's there. He's there to catch us. To save us. Oh, yes. To give us hope in such times. Oh, to make such a difference in our lives. Oh, praise the Lord. I love all the things that He teaches us. And some of these trials that we go through are because God is teaching us. He's showing us His might and His power. And, you know, I just can't help but think, you know, it's just a few months ago when, you know, I just woke up that one night and I wasn't doing so well, to tell you the truth. And you know, I just fighting cellulitis and things like that. And at that point, during the night, I felt very weak. I had just gone to the bathroom, and there was a lot of blood, and it was. I felt very, very faint. But you know what? What an experience! What an experience! Because you know, I called my children. You know, and Jane said she would come right away. And I called Sam, Leah answered, and you know what? I asked her to pray with me, and praise the Lord, we begin to pray. And you know, it's just so amazing because, you know, I begin to pray in other tongues as the Spirit of God prayed through me. I just let the Lord pray through me, and as I prayed, I could feel strength coming back to my body. You know, I could feel that healing virtue. There's nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. And I can't tell you all that He did that night, but we did go into the ER and you know, they did blood work. And you know what? Everything was fine. Praise the Lord, because our God had intercepted. Our God hears our cries. He knows how to pick us up. Oh, when we're down there, there is none other to help us. He knows how to give us strength when we have no strength of ourselves. Oh, that's our mighty God. Praise the Lord, just as He reached out to Peter. Oh, yes, to catch him. Oh, yes, and of course He said, O thou little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, our God is mighty. If we're walking with Him, there is, oh, you know, nothing that can't be overcome. Oh, praise the Lord. And here in this 14th chapter of Matthew, after Jesus had stretched forth His hand and caught him and you know, actually rebuked him, it says in verse 32, and when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. It just plain stopped. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Oh, praise the Lord. What power and what might was in the man Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And oh, they could tell there was none. Who else could stand there and rebuke the wind and have it to cease? Oh, my. There could be none like our God. Oh, and truly this was the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, the mighty power of our God. But our God speaks and it comes forth. And you know how it is with God. He sees faith. Even these many years down the road, God still is looking for faith. When he was in his own country, he tells us in the 13th chapter of Matthew, there was a problem there because so many of them didn't really want to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And you know, Jesus taught them, he spoke with them and all, but you know, instead of worshiping him and acknowledging him, they had doubts. And they said, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? They didn't want to acknowledge the power that Jesus Christ had. They were just looking at him as a man, even though he had done so many miracles and his teachings were so amazing and so astonishing, and they could sense the great wisdom that he had, the mighty works that he did, but yet they didn't want to acknowledge him. Oh, he's just the carpenter's son. Oh, is not his mother named Mary, and are not his brothers with us and his sisters? He's just a man. But no, he was more than a man. He was God robed in flesh who came to this world to save us. And he has authority. He has might. He has power. Oh, yes, and he came to this world. Oh, yes, to set the captives free, to bring deliverance to them that are bound. Praise the Lord, and there is nothing too hard for our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus. The second chapter of Mark tells us how he came in to Capernaum, and he was gathered together in a house, it tells us, and there were so many in that house that there was no more room for anybody else to get in. And he was preaching to the people, but you know, there was still a need. There was a man that had palsy, and you know, he needed to see Jesus. It tells us in the scripture that he was born of four that realized he needed to see Jesus. But when they came to the house where Jesus was ministering, it was so full. There were so many people in it that they couldn't even get into the door. But yet they weren't going to give up. Oh my, no, they were so determined that they would see Jesus that they went up onto the roof where Jesus was. And they broke it up. And then they let down the bed where their friend, that man with the palsy, laid. And you know what? Jesus saw their faith. Tells us in verse 5 here, Mark 2, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, praise the Lord. Again, Jesus was showing, oh, not only his ability to heal, but his ability to forgive. Oh, as the Son of Man, as the Son of God, his authority. And of course, those scribes and those religious people that were gathered there didn't like that at all. They, you know, they would prefer to say that he blasphemed rather than to believe that he was God robed in flesh.
Oh, who can forgive sins but God only? And Jesus could perceive their thoughts. He knew what they were saying or what they were thinking. And he reasoned with them and said, which is easier? Would it be easier for me to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or arise, take up thy bed and walk? But he wanted them to know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Oh, it was an important thing that they realize who he was and esteem him properly, to give him the respect that was due him. And oh yes, he did say to the sick of the palsy, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thy house. And that man, oh yes, who had been born by the four, immediately arose and took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw it on this fashion. Oh, praise the Lord. But you see, God, robed in flesh, the man Christ Jesus, he saw their faith. You know, they did something. They showed their faith. And Jesus acknowledged it. Praise the Lord. In the fifth chapter of the book of Mark, we read of a woman, verse 25, that had an issue of blood, and she had been dealing with this for 12 years, and it tells us that she had suffered many things of many physicians, spent all that she had, and was getting worse. Nothing was getting better. But something came into her heart. It was faith that came into her heart when she realized that Jesus was in their midst. Praise the Lord. And oh, she had it within herself. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If I could just touch his garment, if I could just reach out and touch that garment, I'm going to be healed. And praise the Lord, that faith saved her. That faith healed her. Praise the Lord. Jesus sees faith, and he could feel when she went through that throng of people, oh, making her way, no matter how difficult it was, to reach that place where Jesus stood so she could touch the hem of his garment. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it was a touch of faith. Oh, yes, she touched it. And Jesus could feel the virtue gone forth out of him as she touched his garment. Oh, yes. And that faith made her whole. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, she felt a little bit uncertain how to perceive this. I mean, this is a very bold thing that she had done. And how would, how would Jesus respond? Oh, but praise the Lord. The woman, fearing and trembling, came and fell down and told him the truth. Oh, when he asked, who touched my clothes? She came forth, and Jesus said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord sees faith. Praise the Lord. If we can reach out to him in faith, we can be made whole. Oh, praise the Lord. We don't want to doubt. We don't want to let those fears come in and steal away that which the Lord wants to do on our behalf. Oh, we serve the mighty God, and there's nothing too hard for him. Praise the Lord. In the ninth chapter of the book of Mark, we have another instance here. And here it was a very desperate father who was coming to the Lord Jesus. And his need was great. He was coming on behalf of his son, which had a dumb spirit. And it was very, very severe, obviously. That spirit, that devil
that was in him would take this boy and tear him, and he would foam at the mouth, and he would gnash with his teeth and pineth away, and you know, it was a horrible thing, a horrible reality. And this man had asked the disciples to cast out the devil, but they could not, it tells us. But Jesus answered, verse 19, he answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowing, foaming. Oh, terrible thing. Verse 21, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Oh, what a desperate situation. Oh, this son. Oh, yes, had gone through this, terrible turmoil. For years, I believe. Oh my. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And it tells us in verse 24, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Praise the Lord, the touch of our Savior upon our lives, how he changes us, how he comforts us, how he gives us hope. You know that touch? Oh, yes, as he brings life into our bodies, into our spirits. Praise the Lord to meet the needs. Oh, praise the Lord. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. Oh my, but we see the mighty, wonderful power of God. You know, there was nothing too hard for our Savior. Oh yes. Even as the Son of God, as the Son of Man who came to this world. And he saw their faith. Oh, yes, as they reached out. Oh, this man, you know, in his desperate need. Oh, as he revealed the story of his son. And, you know, the father crying out, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Oh, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And, oh, God knows the things that try to hinder us and come across our minds. And sometimes, you know, the faith is beginning, oh, yes, to move. And all at once, you know, all the doubts and all the fears start to invade. And, oh, all at once, we just feel like that faith is crumbling. But praise the Lord. Our Savior can help our unbelief. Oh, yes, we serve a mighty God. Oh, he knows how to intervene in our affairs. He knows how to give us hope. He knows how to heal us. Oh, praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for our Savior. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that faith that God sees. Praise the Lord. Oh, we have privilege to come to the Lord even now. Praise the Lord. And yes, we're told in the book of James how to come forth, how to approach the throne of grace with our needs. And of course, we can all come as individuals before our God. But here in James, the 5th chapter, verse 13, the question is asked, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And oh, I love verse 15. Oh, there's some positive faith expressed here. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Praise the Lord, our mighty God. He made a way. Oh, yes, that we can be met by the Savior. Oh, yes, he's no longer on this earth. We can't quite literally touch the hem of his garment, but we can reach out in faith. Praise the Lord. It's faith that would call for the elders of the church and ask to be anointed with oil. It would be faith that, you know, would reach out so we could believe and, yes, see that need answered. Praise the Lord. That prayer of faith that shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, it's linked together. Sometimes it's sin that intervenes in a person's life and they haven't given it over to the Lord. But praise the Lord here. Yes, it's told if you rise up in faith and believe God, yes, the answers will come. And yes, that response to faith, he will be there to meet that need, to raise you up, to heal that affliction, that need. Oh, praise the Lord, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And praise the Lord, if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Oh, praise the Lord, the faithfulness of our God. Oh, the wonder of it. Oh, praise the Lord. We can believe in his promises. We can embrace them. He is faithful that called us. Praise the Lord, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God, and he changes not. And the one that, oh, commanded the sea to be quiet, those waves to go down. Same God is with us right now. Oh, yes, to arrest those waves in our life, that sea of turmoil, boisterous waves that try to intercept and hinder and destroy all those things that, you know, at times seem to be on our plate. We serve a mighty God. Praise the Lord. And oh, we can cry out to him. Oh, yes, we can cry, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord knows how to make a way for his people. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 16 here in James 5, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise the Lord, that prayer of faith, and something about reaching out for another person and praying for another person. Oh, praise the Lord. There's great victory and strength in that. Praise the Lord, and just confess one's faults one to another. We're not perfect. We're all striving for the mastery. But praise the Lord, our God sees our needs, and he knows how to help us. Praise the Lord, he's there in the times of trouble. Oh, yes, many are the afflictions of God's people, but the Lord knows how to deliver us out of them all. Praise the Lord, there's nothing too hard for our God, even though we might have muddled up and done something crazy. Yet our God is there to help us, to deliver us, to set us free, to make a way. Praise the Lord, if we could just have faith and not doubt. Praise the Lord. Oh, those doubts that get in the way, that hinder. Oh, my. It says Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain.
and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Praise the Lord, it was a prayer of faith. Oh, praise the Lord. And we was praying, oh, yes, the heavens would give rain. Remember, oh, we saw it as a little cloud in the sky, you know, like a man's hand up there in the sky, a little cloud. But I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He knew that that was the answer, and he could embrace it. Oh, there was faith. I see it. There's that little cloud, and I'm going to receive it. Oh, I'm going to receive the promises of God. Oh, praise the Lord, he's there to help us. He's there to meet our needs. Oh, praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, that little cloud. Oh, that we could see that, oh, wonder of it all. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, we just want to give it over to the Lord. We want to ask in faith, as it tells us in the first chapter of James, that, oh, yes, we must ask in faith. Verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with a wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Oh, yes, that faith. Oh, just believe in God. Oh, he said it. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to cling to his promises. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is with us. The Lord is here to meet our needs if we could just cry out to him and believe him. And, oh, yes. Just as Peter, oh yes, who had that surge of faith. He was walking on the waters. But oh my, he suddenly saw the wind and it was boisterous and he was afraid. He began to sink. But he cried, Lord, save me. Oh, praise the Lord. Our gracious Savior reached forth, caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, if our God is in the boat with us, we don't have to be afraid. He's right here with us. Two or three are gathered together in his name. He said, there I am in your midst. You know, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm going to be your God until the end of the world. Praise the Lord. And his promises, we know, are yea and amen. Oh, praise the Lord. He's the same. The same God. He's the same Jesus that walked this world and, oh, healed that woman that touched his garment. Oh, yes, that delivered that man's son that was tormented by those devils. Oh, praise the Lord. They were rebuked in the name of Jesus and cast out. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our God. Nothing is too hard for him. Oh, yes, he healed that man that had the palsy. Oh, that was born by the four. Oh, yes, Jesus healed him. Oh, he sees faith. And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, praise the Lord. We could just get past our doubts, get past our fears, get past our what-ifs. Oh, get past, oh, what will somebody think if I do that? What if it doesn't work? Well, the Lord is looking for faith. He's looking for people that will say, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, and help thou my unbelief. Help me, Lord. Strengthen me. Give me that kind of faith. Help me not to waver. Help me not to be like the wave of the sea that's cast up and down and back and forth. Give me a faith, Lord, oh, that puts its trust in thee. Oh, that doesn't waver. You said it, Lord. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to put my faith, my trust, my hope in you. Oh, yes. God, help us to ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Oh, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Oh, you're not going to receive anything if that's the way your faith is. That's not faith at all. Praise the Lord, if we could just cast that aside, those doubts, those fears, those what-ifs, and let the Lord do it. Let the Lord do it.
Praise the Lord. I just remember that wonderful conversation I had with Brother Lance one time when he was talking about the people in the Philippines and saying how easy it was in that sense to preach to them because, you know, when he preached healing, they would come and they would believe and they would receive. You know, they let go of the doubts. They didn't entertain them. They didn't let them overwhelm them. They just believed God and they were healed. Oh, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. They came up out of the water speaking in other tongues. Praise the Lord, because there was that simplicity of faith that was reacting in them. The Lord sees it. Praise the Lord. The Lord sees faith, and we could just cast aside all those waves, all those doubts, all those fears, all those interferences that tried to get in the way. And just believe God. Oh, praise the Lord. He's there to help us. Oh, He's here. He's with His people to meet every need. And praise the Lord. Oh, no matter what it is, He reaches out. Oh, if we will reach out to Him. We'll reach out to Him. We'll embrace His promises. He's there to meet those needs. Oh, praise the Lord. We serve a mighty God. Praise our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We believe you, Jesus. We trust you, Jesus. We put our hope and trust in thee. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise the Lord, Lord, I believe. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. Talk to us. Oh, God, give us faith, oh, Lord, to stand. In the name of Jesus, give us faith to stand and prevail and to walk with you, Lord. Oh, God, to cling to thy promises. Oh, praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Work in us, Lord. Oh, God, give us faith to believe you. Give us faith, oh, God, to cast aside the doubts. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give us faith, Lord, into intervene. Help us, Lord. Help our unbelief. Help us, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, as we come before thee in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is here tonight. He's here. He's here to help us. If we could just believe, if we could just cast aside the fears, the doubts, the unbelief. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, there are so many choruses we could sing tonight. We're going to sing number 101, Faith Can Move Mountains, 101 in the chorus book. Faith can move mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Faith can move mountains. faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Faith can move mountains, mountains of fear and of doubt. Faith can move mountains, so why don't you try your faith out? Praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You're dismissed under prayer in Jesus' name. Praise God.